Okay, my name is Seymour Monshine. I'm a professional craftsperson. The reason I'm here tonight is I'm part of the ACC Craft Fair in the Convention Center in Baltimore. I've done that show since it was in the Civic Center. I have the largest booth there, and if you've been to that show, you've seen me. This is part of the story, please. I love you guys. The reason I preface it like that is you think that dating and being a craftsperson would work, but it really doesn't. It really doesn't. Think about it. I started off with my high school sweetheart became a school teacher. I became a professional craftsman. 26 weeks a year, I was gone. 26 weekends. 26 weekends a year, she was by herself. That lasted a little while. She found someone who had Saturday nights free who was in the same state as she was and went on to that. And then I went to another woman who would travel with me for a while, but eventually she too got a job, and that relationship ended. So then I realized that my only hope at finding a suitable spouse was to try and date someone who was in the same profession. So I started looking around to craftswomen. Luckily, there were many who were very interesting and very attractive and fun to be with, and they all were similar to me. They were all entrepreneurs. They were all interested in following their own path. And I found a woman who just lit my heart up. And I said, oh, this is the woman. And I first realized that she was special when I looked at her work. At the time, she was making plated paper baskets. And I thought, wow, this woman's brilliant. She's taking brown paper bags, she's cutting them up, she's twisting paper cordage, she's weaving baskets, and then she's selling them for $20 to $100. This is brilliant. I have to meet this woman. So I walked over and found out where these baskets were coming from, and I saw her and I said, wow, she's really cute too. I really have to get to know her. So I started doing the appropriate thing, chatting her up and trying to get to know her. And I did that by stealing the apples that were in her baskets. And just trying to spend time and trying to say, well, you know, can we get together and have some dinner? And I got absolutely nowhere. And this was on 116th Street and Broadway in New York City. So I just, you know, I said, well, she's really cute. I just have to try working on this. So in this business that I'm in, you continue to go around and go to different craft fairs. So I kept on seeing her, and I kept on saying, well, can we get together and have a cup of tea? And she said, no, I don't think so. Well, then I'd see her a couple months later, and I'd chat her up somewhere. She said, well, how about dinner? And she goes, no, I don't think so. I said, okay, great. I said, another 6 months. Well, can I buy some lunch? No, I don't think so. Year and a half later, she comes up and goes, you know, how about dinner? I said, fine, that'll be great. So we went out to dinner. And then we had a great time, and it was a party of 16. Luckily, she sat next to me. We had a chance to talk. And I said, well, this is great, but you think we could do this again? And she goes, yeah, what would you like to do? I said, I don't know. You're living in Peters Valley. Peters Valley is a little craft community in northwestern New Jersey. It's 20 miles from anything. I said, well, how about if I come up there? I know there's no restaurants up there, so how about if I come up and cook you dinner? She goes, yeah, that'd be great. I said, okay, great. So a week passes, and we get ready. And I say, well, this is what I'm doing. I know you're a vegetarian. I have it all planned. She goes, that's great, but can you stop at Sears and pick up some blinds for me? It's a lot to ask, but I didn't say a word. I said, yeah, that'll be great. So I drive up, land in Newton, New Jersey at Sears, look up her order, get her blinds, show up at her house, cooked her a fabulous dinner, and she would never let me go home. Now we've been married 27 years. We share a fabulous life of travel. Just in this year, we've been to San Francisco, Mexico, New York City, Boston, many other cities. We share two fabulous kids who are now 23 and 25. And my wife continues to say funny things about me, which I have a habit of writing down. And in closing, I'll share my favorite, which is that I am spoiled rotten and full of bullshit. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.